yourself in two minds over something. Perhaps this, but on the other hand, that. This or that. This or that. Will I? Won't I? Sure, it's good to weigh things up, but sometimes we can take procrastination and turn it into an art form. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as today we take a look at the power of God's Word from a different perspective. Okay, today it's time to call a spade a spade. Fact. Most of the people who say they believe in Jesus don't read the Bible on a regular basis. Fact. Most of the people who say they believe in Jesus, when push comes to shove, will go with instinct over and above what God's Word says in making a decision, be it a big one or a small one. Fact. Most of the people who say they believe in Jesus are suffering through the consequences of sin that could have been avoided if only they'd given God's Word sway in their hearts. I wonder, are you like most Christians who don't take God's Word seriously enough to allow it to be the guiding light in your life? I'm not here to give you a guilt trip. I'm here simply to help you make up your mind. Psalm 119, verse 113. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. There you have the person who wrote that psalm saying to God, I am so sick of the double-minded. I've made up my mind, God. I love your word. I love what you have to say. I love the way that I can be rock solid in my faith no matter what this world throws at me because I am a man of your word. That's the effect of what he's saying to God. Are you in a position to be able to say that to God? Or to be blunt, are you swinging this way and that? Well, you know, God, I'd love to be like that, but reading the Bible every day, I'm a bit busy, you know, and I have a lot of pressures, you know, and then I hear a message at church and I realise I should read my Bible, but then life takes over again. Well, God, you know how it is. You see, double-mindedness doesn't work. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. If any of you lacks in wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he'll receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. It's time to make up your mind. Are you going to be a man or a woman of God's word or not? Do you want to live a powerful, victorious life in Jesus or not? Do you want to have God's wisdom, God's guidance or not? Do you want to have the joy and the peace that Jesus died and rose again to give you or not? Because let me tell you, the or not, quite simply, is not God's will for your life. It's just not. Because when push comes to shove, when the going gets tough, God wants you to know where to flee. God wants to be your refuge place. God wants the best for you in those dark times. But unless we're ready, unless we have his word in our hearts, that simply isn't going to happen. When disaster strikes, where do you turn? When people are nasty to you, where do you turn? When you just don't know which way to turn, where do you turn? Well, where do you turn? The Bible is full of verses about God being the place where we can and should turn. Psalm 119, verse 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. When the chips are down, we can hope in God's word, in what God says. We can believe in his word above the world's words. We can believe in his faithfulness above the world's seductive promises. The problem is that so many of the people who say that they're Christians, who say that they believe in Jesus, who say that they trust God, simply can't live out what they say because they don't have the word of God in them. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Great. But let me tell you, You simply can't cry out to God, "God, you are my refuge and my fortress, in you I trust," with any real conviction from the middle of your storm, unless first the Holy Spirit has written that word on your heart. And he won't have written it on your heart unless you were in God's word beforehand. Hey, we all have storms. We all go through dark times. I do and you do. But the man who is a man of God's word and the woman who is a woman of God's word, they sail through those storms in victory. Even though their emotions are all over the place, even though they're struggling and in pain, they know in their heart of hearts that their king reigns. That's the confidence that you get from being in God's word every day. I have a friend who calls himself a Christian, and I know him well enough to know that he is. He believes in Jesus with all his heart, but he refuses to get into God's word. He doesn't like to read, so hey, the Bible is just an optional extra. No, thank you, sir. That's just not true, because when the storms of life hit, I want to be grounded in the word of God. I want the confidence of God alive and well in my heart. I have a word for you today from the Lord. Listen carefully to what he says, and my prayer is that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll receive it into your heart. John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus said to the Jews who'd believed in him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus wants his word to be in you. Proverbs chapter 1 has a really interesting take on this. It talks about the fact that God's wisdom is calling out to us from the street corner. Certainly, God's wisdom is calling out to you and me from his word each and every day, if only we'll open the Bible and hear what he has to say. But this is what wisdom, God's wisdom, says to those who didn't listen while God was speaking. Listen carefully. The meaning is plain and clear for all to receive. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 23 to 33. "If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. But because I have called and you refuse to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you, when terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." That's what God is saying today to those who refuse to be in his word, who refuse to receive his wisdom into their hearts. You have been warned today. Please, please, please heed God's warning. Become a man or a woman of God's word. Hard work some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at you, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give you victory over your sin, over your circumstances, victory. That's why every video message that we produce here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The Daily Fresh Devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you will be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move through even just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen? I'd love to encourage you too to live your life in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. So that web address for our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday. with a different perspective.